Hello, and welcome to the Security Response Podcast brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises ensure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast will present an overview of the January 2007 issue of the Symantec Home and Home Office Security Report. The Symantec Home and Home Office Security Report provides an overview of internet security concerns that may affect home and home office users and provides solutions for protecting the valuable data stored on their computers. In this podcast, we'll take a look at a security flaw in Apple iChat that could allow hackers to break into your computer. We'll also discuss one of the biggest online bank heists in history, which involved an elaborate and targeted phishing attack. In addition, we'll take a look at a new type of spam that is disguised to resemble a newsletter from a well-known brand in order to evade spam filters and arrive in your inbox. And we'll also discuss security flaws in Sun's Java runtime environment and in the Microsoft Windows Vector Markup Language, or VML, processing functionality that could allow hackers to gain control of your computer. And finally, we'll take a look at a recent Trojan that made headlines over the past few weeks. We'll start today by examining a flaw in Apple's iChat that was reported on January 20th. Hackers could use the flaw to break into your computer, allowing them to read your email messages and address books, steal your files and software, and use your computer to carry out further hacking attempts. A hacker could also take advantage of the flaw by enticing you to visit a malicious website or open a malicious file. When the website is loaded or the file is opened, the malicious content will take advantage of the flaw and allow the attacker to gain control of your computer. At the time of publication, Apple had not yet released solutions for all of these problems, but you can protect yourself. Ensure that you're running up-to-date antivirus software to keep yourself as secure as possible. You should also never view, open, or click on any files or email attachments unless they're expected and come from a known and trusted source. Customers of a large bank in Sweden were recently targeted by a Trojan attack, which resulted in one of the biggest online bank heists in history. A variant of the Hackstore Trojan was sent to bank customers claiming to be a program from the bank to block spam. Once installed on the computers, the Trojan would wait for users to access the bank's site and then redirect them to a website that was controlled by the attackers. This elaborate and targeted phishing attack was used to compromise the online banking accounts of up to 250 of the bank's customers. In total, the bank estimates that the attack netted the thieves approximately $1.1 million U.S. To protect yourself against attacks such as these, you should make sure that your antivirus definitions are up to date. Also, using an anti-fraud toolbar with your web browser can help you detect phishing sites. Most banks do not usually send files or email with links to websites. If you're uncertain whether an email message from your bank is legitimate, call the customer service number on your bank card to verify. Never call a customer service number that is included in the email message, since it also may be fraudulent. A new type of spam has been detected that is disguised to resemble a popular newsletter from famous brands such as the NFL, Walmart, ESPN, eBay, or Amazon, but also contains advertisements for the spammer's products. By copying the format of real newsletters, inserting some of their own content, spammers are hoping to get past spam filters and into your inbox. This spam tries to trick people into believing that they are reading a real newsletter that they might already subscribe to. The deviousness of this type of spam is that more people are likely to trust an advertisement if it appears to be a sponsor of a respected brand, making the spammer's ads seem more legitimate than they really are. In order to deal with this type of spam, use a regularly updated antivirus product as well as anti-spam software, and be wary of newsletters with unusual advertising content. On January 16th, a security flaw was reported in the Sun Java runtime environment that could allow a hacker to break into your computer. The Java runtime environment is the software that allows you to run Java applications and allows your web browser to run Java applets. Java applets are commonly used to add interactive media to web pages. A hacker could take advantage of this flaw by enticing you to load a website that contains a malicious Java applet. The malicious website forces the affected Java runtime environment to process a malicious GIF format image, triggering the flaw. A successful attack would let the hackers gain access to your computer, allowing them to read your email messages and address books, steal your files and software, as well as use your computer to carry out further hacking attempts. To protect yourself from this flaw, you should ensure that you keep your software patched and up to date. Also, never follow unknown links on web forums, message boards, blogs, or unsolicited emails. On January 9th, a security flaw in the Microsoft Windows Vector Markup Language, or VML, processing functionality was reported. Hackers could use the flaw to break into your computer, allowing them to read your email messages and address books, steal your files and software, and use your computer to carry out further hacking attempts. A hacker could take advantage of the flaw by enticing you to visit a malicious website. When the website is loaded, the malicious content will take advantage of the flaw and allow the attacker to gain control of your computer. To protect yourself, you should ensure that you keep your software patched and up to date, and also never follow again unknown links in web forums, message boards, blogs, or unsolicited emails. And finally, on Friday, January 19th, Symantec reported on a new Trojan named PCOM that was discovered in the wild. Over the following weekend, reports of this Trojan from Symantec customers reached a high enough level to cause it to be classified at a risk level of 3 on a scale of 1 to 5. This Trojan has been seen as a file attachment to spam email messages. If the Trojan successfully infects your computer, it will try to hide its presence by using rootkit techniques. A rootkit is a component that uses stealth to maintain a persistent and undetectable presence on the machine. Actions performed by a rootkit, such as installation and any form of code execution, are done without an end user's consent or knowledge. The Trojan also tries to set up a peer-to-peer botnet using infected computers. Botnets are a network of infected computers on which hackers have installed software that listens for commands, allowing them to be remotely controlled. Additionally, PCOM tries to download other pieces of malicious code. Infected computers can then be used to participate in denial-of-service attacks, relay spam, or let the hackers steal files from the computer. To protect yourself against PCOM, you should make sure that your antivirus definitions are up to date. You should also never open any file attachments to email messages, especially when they originate from someone you don't know. You should also never open files that are expected and come from an unknown or untrusted source. That concludes our Security Response Podcast for today. For the complete text of this month's Symantec Home and Home Office Security Report, point your browser to www.symantec.com/home_home-office/index.jsp. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response Podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.